The United States has formally determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity.
The voice of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, a former prosecutor, telling the Munich Security Conference that the Biden administration formally concluded that Russia has committed crimes against humanity during its nearly year-long invasion of Ukraine. She continued,
"And I say to all those who have perpetrated these crimes and to their superiors who are complicit in these crimes, you will be held to account."
The official determination, which came at the end of a legal analysis led by the U.S. State Department, carries with it no immediate consequences for the ongoing war, but Washington hopes it could help further isolate Russian President Vladimir Putin and galvanize legal efforts to hold members of his government accountable through international courts and sanctions. Representatives of the United Nations agencies visited Syria's Jandaris on Saturday to assess the need for humanitarian aid after the area was badly affected following powerful earthquakes. David Cardin, the UN Deputy Regional Humanitarian Coordinator.
We've heard just now that 100 people died in these two houses opposite the street. So it's heartrending. So we're here to pay our respects, but also to see what the needs are for the survivors.
Representatives met with survivors of the earthquake and with local organizations. Jandaris is one of the hardest hit towns in the rebel-held parts of Syria's north. The UN has appealed for more than $1 billion in funds for the Turkish relief operation and has launched a $400 million appeal for Syrians. After 12 years of civil war in Syria, many people in the northwest feel abandoned as aid supplies almost invariably head elsewhere. VOA News. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who's now 98, appears to be in failing health. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Jimmy Carter on Saturday decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention, according to the Carter Center. The organization, in a statement, said the family of the 98-year-old former president asks for privacy during this time and is grateful for the concern shown by his many admirers. The 39th president survived a metastatic melanoma cancer diagnosis in 2015 and a serious fall at home 4 years later. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.